before you fall in love with that kitchen or maybe that backyard or even maybe the payment you thought you were going to get, there's one wild card we got to talk about, and it's oil. So what you got to ask yourself is, what if Iran strikes us again? Or maybe what if Iran abides by the rules? Because the answer to that could be, maybe I can buy that house, or maybe I can't buy that house. So in today's video, I'm going to explain to you guys how oil is going to determine where mortgage rates go from here. And I'm also going to show you the bond direction, where bonds are actually telling us rates are going to go from here. And I'm going to tie all this together because if you're a homeowner, home buyer, I want to make sure by the end of this, you understand what in the heck's going on with these, and specifically, and the most important thing is, why? So the first thing I want to go over right now is oil prices. This is the basically the pendulum of where mortgage rates are going to go. Here's why. As oil prices go up, remember we saw the pump, gas prices went from like two something a gallon up to $5 a gallon, and that took a lot more money out of our pocket. That's inflation. So as oil prices come down, my expectations are, well, so should mortgage rates. So let me show you the correlation between some of these things, and at the end of this video, I'll give you my forecast and what I'm advising my clients to do. And also give you some tools if you're a homeowner or a home buyer. But the first thing I want to explain to you guys is oil. How does this play a huge role in mortgage rates? The first thing I like to do each day is I like to come in and show you what's going on in the bond market. So as a mortgage analyst, I look at this thing right over through here. Most stock people, they look at the Dow Jones, the S&P, maybe the NASDAQ. I look at this bond right over here. If you look up there, it says MBS. All you have to understand is that number. If it's red, that's not good news. It means mortgage rates are going to go up. You normally need a number of about 10 to really move the markets. So the markets are pretty flat right now. And here's what happened over the weekend. We have Iran, they struck one of our ships and that caused chaos. And then it looks like now we have another resolution. So let's get over to see where oil prices are going, because as oil prices move, well, so is inflation. So right now, if you see oil, it's up 75 cents. It's still under $70 a barrel. So I'm giving this a double thumbs up, because you got to look at it this way. Over the weekend, Iran struck us again, I think trying to poke us one more time. And Trump just said, we're not going to stand for it. So they bombed him again. So I think they finally learned their lesson. So could the resolution stick? Well, I'm hoping so, because if not, here's what we saw over the past. Remember right before the war, rates were back to 599. You might be a home buyer right now or homeowner sitting there saying, I missed it. I'll give you some tools so you don't miss it again. But then oil prices skyrocketed up to $120 a barrel. They basically doubled, and that caused inflation to spike. And now oil is down below almost to where it was pre-war. So I'm saying rates should go all the way back down to where they were. But let's look at the other information that the markets look at, because especially the Fed and the bond market, to really see where mortgage rates are going to go from here. But if you look at the overall markets, Dow Jones is, I think, another record high. The S&P is up 62. NASDAQ's up another 300. And it's because oil's staying under $70 a barrel. Okay, so let's get over to here. Here's what the Federal Reserve looks at. Okay, they control that rate over there. It's called the federal funds rate. All that is interbank lending. If you're a bank and you need some money, you go to another bank and that's the interest rate you pay. But the Fed looks at this stuff. Okay, they look at GDP. They came in last week on its third revision. Now it's over 2%. Thumbs up. You got a jobs report right through here. Unemployment number is 4.3. Anything under 5 is full employment. Historically, over 250 years, this thing's been at 4.2, it's at 4.3. Giving that a thumbs up. Here's the inflation numbers. Okay, this is what the Federal Reserve looks at. If you look at this, it's like, okay, we're down at 2.3 and we're down through here at 3.8. But if you go down just a little bit, look at that. February, March is when interest rates or inflation skyrocketed. What happened? Well, the Iranian conflict and oil jumped. That's the correlation, and all the data is telling us that. So if you go to the economic calendar for this week, here's some good news coming up. On Monday, nothing. Tuesday, we're going to have this thing called the S&P CS something something. What is that? It's the Case-Shiller Index. This tells us what home prices are doing. Remember, a lot of people keep saying, the housing market's going to crash, it's going to crash. Well, the Case-Shiller Index has been around for years. They're saying month over month, home prices previously were up 1%. Year over year, they're up 0.8. I've been saying this for 2-3 years. The market's not going to do anything until we have interest rates getting down back in the 5%. That'll open up some supply there. Then you go down through here, we're going to get the JOLTS index. That gives us a little bit of details about the jobs market. This is job openings and labor transfers. On Wednesday, we're going to get that ADP report. Now, I didn't used to like ADP, but it's coming in pretty good right now. Last reading, they said 122,000 jobs were created in June. They're saying it's going to drop a little bit at 118. I'm still saying anything over 100,000, that's a good jobs market. Go down through here, you're going to have some ISM manufacturing numbers. We're going to go over that day. This is going to show us kind of where inflation's at. Thursday, we're going to get the jobs reports. Now, this is a whole slew of jobs information. I'm going to say this is going to come in fine. So briefly, we'll go over it. The unemployment rate previously is 4.3. They're saying it's going to stay sticky at 4.3. I'm saying the same thing. So nothing's really coming in that should really affect the markets. And then Friday, the markets are closed. So this week, nothing here really to shock and all, given us what home prices are doing. But we have to follow oil because oil is going to determine where everything goes from here. So let's get over to this. What's the Federal Reserve supposed to do? They're meeting in 30 days. If you're sitting at the Federal Reserve, you have an inflation rate at 4.1. They want it 2. You got a jobs market that the initial unemployment claims are basically as good as they've ever been. And you have a GDP of plus 2. I'm giving it a thumbs up. So what am I doing? Well, before we go to the Fed, let me let you know what I'm advising my clients on doing. So here's what we do. So today, we probably got a lot of contracts coming in because over the weekends, that's when people are starting to buy homes. So what am I advising these clients to do? Lock in. Just lock in. I don't know where the markets are going to go. As you saw, if Iran strikes us, oil prices are going to skyrocket, so are interest rates. But if they can stay where they are, we're going to gradually have interest rates moving down, but we don't know which one's going to come. So we're going to lock in. But what do you do if you're looking to buy maybe in the next few months? Maybe you're in the process of building and you're like, Dan, 6-8 months from now, where are they going to be? I think you're going to be okay. Follow oil because everything else is going to fall in place from there. So my expectations is as long as Iran abides by the rules, you're going to see mortgage rates trickling down and down and down. Now you might say, okay, does this make sense for me to wait? Should I refinance now? What should I do? Let me give you a couple tools here. Go to my Stan store. It's right down below and everything's free. I don't want to charge you anything. I'm not looking to make any money on you. Go down through here. And if you're looking to try to figure out what would my payment be if... Well, plug it in right here. This is actually probably going to give you down to the penny what that payment would be. Or you're a first-time home buyer. You're looking to buy an investment property. Or you're trying to, an investor looking at, do you have bank statement loans? You're trying to buy something? Check out this right through here. This gives us all the programs at your fingertips. So you're going to plug in your scenario. It'll tell you exactly which programs you qualify for and how much those payments would be, saying, okay, does that make sense? But if you're looking to refinance, we got a tool here. Or if you're buried in debt, we got a tool right through here that you can plug in all your debts. AI is going to look at it and analyze it and say, okay, if you want to pay off your debts and save the most amount of money, that's how you got in debt, let's go with this program. Or maybe you're looking to just pay off everything as fast as you can. Maybe we look at this program and it'll find those programs for you. So that's what we're looking at right through there. So if we go back to the Federal Reserve recently, remember everybody kept saying that it's going to increase rates once, two, maybe three times. If we go down to this, in 30 days, the Federal Reserve is expected to keep rates right where they are at a 70% clip. Now, this was previously, the next meeting after that, there was a 50% chance or more that the Federal Reserve was going to increase rates. Well, now that's below 48%. So maybe even the markets are starting to pay attention to what I'm telling them. So that's it for today. If you want to find out more about me and my team, just go to therateupdate.com right through here. If you're a homeowner right now, you want me to track your rates and even see, okay, can we save you monthly payments? Well, RateWatch 2.2, that's why we created it. Plug in your mortgage information. Give me two pieces of information you want me to track, your rate and your payment. So if the payment goes down $200, $300, $500, I'll call you, text you, and email me. That's what we can do through there. If you're trying to get the best rate out there and you've already got 50 quotes out there, you know, you went to that bank and that lender and bankrate.com sold your loan 400 times and you got your credit ruined, well, pick the best one that you have and upload it into this loan estimate review tab. What we're going to do is we'll have a video out to you within hours and go over, okay, here's what our rate would be, here's what our fees are going to be, and if we can beat the competition on both of those, I'm hoping to win you as a client. And if you're buried in debt, you can go right through here and check out this debt refinance relief right through here, and it'll help you out if you're a homeowner with some equity. Does it make sense to do those things? And if you're trying to track rates like we do each day, click the mortgage rate tab. It'll bring you right up to our website right through there. But let's go back to the chart that I like to end the day with. And we are a minus 0.4. Okay, this is, I'm going to give this a thumbs up because this is getting closer to zero. And the closer to zero means mortgage rates are not going to go up. Well, they're also not going to go down today as well. So mortgage rates are flat for the day. And I hope you enjoy the video. So folks, if I can be of any help to you, please let me know. Visit me at therateupdate.com. I'm licensed in all 50 states as well as Puerto Rico. My slogan's this: one application, one credit pool. We're going to compare your loan with almost 40 different lenders. Why? How? Well, I'm licensed in all 50 states, and we're also set up with almost 40 different lenders. We can use their rates and their programs. So instead of you going out there driving yourself crazy, ruining your credit, use me and my services. Love to help you out. Thanks for watching. God bless. Have a fantastic day. I'll see you at the closing bell to let you know how this mess ends for the day. Thanks for watching. Bye-bye.